This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a patient at a hospital north of Worcester who shouldn't be there. She's 75 and has dementia.
Nora? Hi.
Nora Ketter effectively lives at UMass Memorial's Clinton Hospital. She's been here for 3 years. She should be in a nursing home, but she's stuck in the hospital like hundreds of immigrants in Massachusetts every year. She doesn't qualify for long-term care under the state's Medicaid program, MassHealth, because of her immigration status. Ketter came to the U.S. from Liberia in 1989. She's never had full legal residence. Her family allowed WBUR's Lynn Joliker to see her at the hospital.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, how are you too?
How are you doing today?
All right.
You can hear Ketter grind her teeth. That started after she entered the hospital. Ketter can't feed herself or get herself out of bed. She looks snug, lying in her usual spot, the recliner. She moves her gaze around. Sometimes it stops at the TV in front of her. The Hallmark Channel's on. Ketter's sister, Georgia Dennis, worries she's languished.
She deserves better, but what can I do sometimes? I feel like I have tried everything I could.
Dennis tried to take care of her sister for a few years, and she sought help from attorneys to try to change Ketter's immigration status and get her better health coverage. One of the attorneys is Andrew Cohen of Health Law Advocates in Boston. Cohen says Nora Ketter's case is one of the most protracted he's worked on, involving an immigrant who needs long-term care and doesn't qualify for it.
It's absolutely a health equity issue and a human rights issue.
Ketter is in a MassHealth plan that's considered comprehensive, but it doesn't cover the extended care she and so many people need later in life. She won't qualify for that coverage until she gets a green card. Clinton Hospital stepped up to fill the void. Georgia Dennis says the staff there treats her sister like family.
They all love her. They all really, really do and take good care of her.
Attorney Cohen also gives the facility credit.
The hospital here is absolutely doing the right thing.
Even so, Cohen thinks Nora Ketter has declined more rapidly in the hospital because it doesn't have the services she needs.
They don't have the same kind of long-term supports that a skilled nursing facility would have for someone like her who has memory care issues. They don't provide different kinds of programming to engage the residents. They're not set up to do that. She now is no longer able to walk. She was able to walk when she went into the hospital.
That's a picture of her. That's an old picture of her passport when she first came from Liberia.
Dennis pulls out her sister's passport from when she came to the U.S. on a visitor visa 32 years ago. A civil war was breaking out in Liberia. One of Ketter's daughters was killed in the conflict. Ketter overstayed her visa here and worked as a nurse's aide in New York City. She sent money to her husband and children in a refugee camp in Liberia. Ketter has had protected status in the U.S., but to be a permanent legal resident, she needs the green card. About 6 years ago, Georgia Dennis realized her sister was having cognitive problems, so she brought her to live with her in Worcester. Things got worse. Sometimes Ketter would wander from the house.
One Sunday morning, I was coming back from work, and I turned the corner, and I looked, and I was like, that's my sister up there. She was going down the street with her bags. And I was like, where are you going? I'm going home. Where is home? I don't know, but I'm going home.
It all came to a head one day in the spring of 2018. Ketter was confused and having abdominal problems. Dennis felt she had no choice but to call an ambulance. It brought Ketter to UMass Memorial Hospital in Worcester. Deep down, Dennis says, she knew it would be too risky to bring her sister home again. She told the hospital she couldn't.
It was hard. It was very hard for me. Knowing I was the one who brought her here. And she's my sister.
UMass transferred Ketter to its smaller hospital in Clinton. She's been there ever since. Her immigration attorney, Eloa Celadon in Marlboro, says she applied for a green card for Nora Ketter 2 years ago. She asked for it to be expedited on humanitarian grounds.
There's nothing in her case that would raise an eyebrow. All they have to do is push that button for an approval so that they can go ahead, print that green card, and then have her here as a lawful permanent resident.
Once Ketter is a lawful permanent resident, she'll immediately qualify for full mass health coverage and can go to a nursing home. Until then, she lingers at the hospital, and UMass and other hospitals foot much of the bill for her extended stay. UMass didn't answer our questions about the cost of Nora Ketter's care, but according to the Kaiser Family Foundation, one night in a Massachusetts nonprofit hospital costs more than $3,000 on average. The Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association estimates several hundred immigrants get stuck in hospitals here every year because they don't qualify for long-term care coverage. Here's the association's Dan McHale.
We feel strongly that immigration status should not be a barrier to receive care. That care ultimately is, you know, certainly financed at first by the hospital, but it's, you know, put into the system here, which is distributed and shared. That burden is shared by every single hospital in the Commonwealth.
The burden is also shared by private insurers and Massachusetts residents. They pay surcharges on medical bills, and the state also pays a share. It's important to note, not all immigrant patients who don't have coverage for care in a nursing home or rehab facility get to wait safely in the hospital. Attorney Andrew Cohen says hospitals sometimes discharge patients to shelters or to family members ill-equipped to care for them. In extreme cases, they even send patients back to their home countries. He says MassHealth could and should do more for elderly and disabled immigrants like Nora Ketter.
It would cost a lot more money to cover people in long-term care in Ms. Ketter's circumstances. That said, I think from a moral standpoint, it is absolutely the right thing to do. And I think the state could find the money to do it if they really wanted to.
Would Nora benefit if she were outside of Massachusetts under different healthcare laws?
As a matter of fact, New York and California specifically have laws that allow people in her circumstances to get this kind of care. Massachusetts likes to think of itself as a healthcare innovator, and in so many ways it is. But in our commitment as a state to universal coverage, we really have left this population behind.
The state's Executive Office of Health and Human Services oversees MassHealth. The agency did not respond to our requests for an interview, but a spokeswoman says the state doesn't know how many immigrants who don't qualify for long-term nursing home or rehabilitation care are stuck in hospitals. She says MassHealth would need federal approval and more state funding to extend those benefits to more people.
So did you have a good breakfast, Nora? Did you have a good breakfast?
Good. Yeah.
So for now, nurses at UMass Memorial in Clinton continue to care for Nora Ketter. They tell her she's a rock star. She likes that.
You are. You definitely are.
And Georgia Dennis waits for the day her sister can be moved to, quote, where she should be, to live out her life, however long that is.
I pray that she will be able to get the papers that she deserves. And we can go and visit with her all the time. I'm still hopeful. I haven't given up hope because that's all I have.
A green card doesn't give everyone the same hope, but it's everything for Nora Ketter. After 2 years, there's a sign of movement on Ketter's green card application. Her immigration attorney has learned federal authorities will consider her case in early June. Our story was produced by Lynn Joliger. You'll find photos of Nora Ketter and more on the issue of immigrants stuck in hospitals at WBUR.org.